Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia, and today I'm going to talk about something a bit unusual. In fact, I plan on talking about a lot of unusual topics moving forward because things are shifting and changing very rapidly on our planet, and what used to apply no longer does. We have to shift and change with the energies that are shifting and changing, and I'm going to talk more about that. We all have physical bodies here on planet Earth, but we are not our bodies. Within our bodies, we are energetic beings. We are energy beings. And mastering our own energy is very important moving forward. Understanding how our energy dances with the energies of others and the rest of the planet. What I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with religion, but some of it might challenge your belief system. Still, our belief systems need to be challenged because if you find what you've been doing isn't working for you, it's time to do it differently, right? I think so. Most people believe that we have a soul. Our soul is our energy body. It is the part of us that will continue on after our physical body passes away. What goes on a soul level or energy level is very important. Disease actually begins in the energy body and works its way into the physical body. So if we want to heal disease, we need to approach our healing from an energetic level, first and foremost. However, if the disease has already worked its way into your physical body, you'll need to also create a healing environment in your physical body with proper diet and detoxification. Proper diet and detoxification can be a very important part of healing on all levels, including the emotional level, but I'm not going to talk about that in this episode. Right now, I would like to focus on the energetics of relationships, especially your relationship with a narcissist. Most people talk about the strong connection they feel with a narcissist, especially in the beginning of the relationship. It's typical to feel that you've met your match or your soulmate. However, it's more likely that you've met an energetic or vibrational match, which may explain the feelings that you've had in the beginning or still do. It can be very disturbing to realize that you may have been a vibrational match for a narcissist. You might ask yourself, isn't the narcissist vibrating at a very low rate? Doesn't that mean that I'm vibrating at a very low rate? Well, narcissists do vibrate at different levels depending on the individual, and so do the victims of narcissistic abuse. Personality disorders, addictions, and codependency, to name a few, are all defense and coping mechanisms that lower our vibration. The higher your energetic vibration, the more love that you will feel and embody. The lower your vibration, the less love is available to you. It's not that the love energy itself is not there. It is that we all have learned to cut off from the energy of love to some degree because we've been hurt, not by love, but by the lack of it. Unfortunately, we believe that it was love that hurt us, so we close our hearts to love and connection with others for fear of being hurt. Our defense mechanisms help us to stay cut off from love and serve to keep our vibration lower. I teach self-love as a main method of healing from narcissistic abuse. because self-love embodies the love vibration and raises you up. A lack of self-love keeps you trapped in low self-worth and a pattern of trying to get your needs for love and connection met in dysfunctional ways. And we don't want to do that anymore, do we? One of the most toxic and dysfunctional ways we attempt to get our needs for love and connection met is to find someone who is emotionally incapable of holding the love vibration and trying to connect with them, as well as extract love and approval from them. Although there may be a lot of love available to us, we are only really interested in the lower vibrational imitations because they more closely match what we feel we deserve or what we are used to. So it's time to change that. You need to keep in mind that when I talk about what you feel that you deserve, a lot of this is unconscious or subconscious. This is why I do so much work with hypnosis, hypnotherapy, because we need to have a way to reach and work with the subconscious aspects of ourselves. You may consciously believe that you are strong and confident, but then suddenly find yourself plummeting into a place of weakness and low self-worth. And this is because your core wounds have created an energetic blueprint that carries the message, I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm not lovable. And when we are in a low mood, our core wounds are activated. It's not that these messages are true. They're not true. But if you believe this on an unconscious level, they become true to you, and you build your life around these internal messages. Narcissists carry the same core wound. At least a majority of them do. Narcissism is a defense mechanism that allows the individual to create a false persona of strength, confidence, and superiority, while underneath the surface, the individual feels inferior and worthless. If you are carrying the same feelings of inferiority and worthlessness, you will be a vibrational match for the narcissist. You will both sense the unconscious emotional patterns in the other and lock into a wound mate type of connection. What this means is that your core wounds are a vibrational match for the other's core wounds. Now, if you become conscious of your core wounds and conscious of the other's core wounds, your vibration begins to rise up. When what is in the darkness comes to light, you become more aware. The more aware you are, the higher your vibration raises. You might find that while you're in a relationship with a narcissist, that you begin to develop a level of awareness that you didn't have when you first met. The more awareness you develop, the less of a vibrational match you will be with the narcissist. Guess what happens when you are no longer a vibrational match? Either you will leave or that person will leave. Who leaves doesn't really matter, although the narcissist usually leaves in a very unconscious, self-serving, and devaluing way, so it can be a very painful experience. The important thing to consider here is that when you elevate your level of awareness and your consciousness, your vibration is raised so you can't accept the type of treatment the narcissistic person is dishing out. You may have accepted the poor treatment at one time due to your own feelings of lack and low self-worth. But at some point, you begin to realize that you deserve to be treated better. This is self-love. And it's already at work in your life. Honor this part of you. It's your soul aspect raising you up to a higher level. At first, we may be caught up in the ignorance is bliss level of awareness, and on some level, continue to choose ignorance rather than to see the truth. Ignorance can mean ignoring red flags, accepting abuse, and hooking into a belief that things will get better if you just hang in there and continue to love that person. Unfortunately, the love vibration doesn't decipher between self-love and love for the other. If you are sacrificing yourself in order to love the other, you're not going to raise your vibration. The truth is that this is not actually love. It's a type of addiction. You become unconsciously addicted to trying to get love from a person who is really unable to give it because they themselves are shut down. While caught up in your addiction, you ignore your own needs, including the need to be loved, to be valued, to be respected, to be seen, to be heard, and to be treated well. When we ignore our needs, we lower our vibration. So with this being said, is it possible for you to lower your vibration to a point where you are actually vibrating lower than the narcissist is? Absolutely. This is often when the narcissist will kick you to the curb. If you find yourself begging, groveling, promising that you will do anything for the narcissist as long as they stay with you, and so on, you are unconsciously choosing to be a doormat. And if you choose to be a doormat, either consciously or unconsciously, you are going to be walked on. This is an invitation. It can be very disheartening to realize that you've lowered your vibration to a point where you're actually vibrating lower than the narcissist. But the good news is, once you become aware of what you're doing, you can have a paradigm shift and catapult yourself to a much higher level. On an energetic level, this is often when the narcissist who previously kicked you to the curb will return and want to hook you back in. And the narcissist senses that your energy has gone up. I hear people so often tell me that as soon as they start to get their energy back and feel good again, the narcissist contacts them. And this is the world of energy at work. If you go back to the narcissist at this point, you will return to a place of energetic depletion and your vibration will go back down to a lower level. Energetic depletion equals lower vibration. The more your energy is vampired or sucked out of you, the lower your vibration goes. And when you unconsciously agree to be somebody else's battery source, you're opening yourself up to be drained. Narcissists don't recharge their batteries when they are drained. They throw them in the garbage and they get new ones. However, if you've managed to find your own energy source and recharge your own battery, the narcissist will happily come back for a charge. It may be very short-lived, but it will be a charge. The dance between the empath, the codependent and the narcissist is an energetic dance. The more you can understand this dance of energy, the more you can change your reality. And isn't that what you're here to do, to change your reality? As much as you may believe that you love that person or the other narcissist in your life, you need to understand that narcissists are extremely limited in their ability to hold the vibration of love. They love to be loved, to extract love from their environment, but their emotional defense system has caused them to shut down to real love and settle for an energetic imitation. Because of the unconscious nature of a narcissist, they are often not aware of what they're doing. They just fly by the seat of their pants, going totally on what feels good to them at the time and what feels bad to them at the time. They will lash out and dispose of anything that feels bad and migrate to what feels good. So they're very much in the moment that way. To be honest, most of us do this same thing to some extent. It's our own ability to feel compassion and empathy for another that allows us to do this dance with more actual love and compassion for the person that we are dancing with. So the average person isn't going to do all the discarding and cruel acts. If you find yourself in horrible pain trying to recover from this thing we call narcissistic abuse, it's important to take your energy off the narcissist and put it back on yourself. As long as you stay focused on the narcissist or are still an energy source or battery source for that person, because energetically you're still feeding that person with your energy. So if you truly want to recover, you need to turn that energy back on yourself and start being your own battery supply. Stop feeding your energy to another person. I understand that this is very hard to do in the beginning. I've been there. I know. And I've helped thousands of people through this stage of recovery. It's the most difficult stage of recovery and requires a lot of strength and support. But you can do it. So many people before you have. The reason this part of recovery is so difficult is that you have been trained to focus your energy on the narcissist in your life. When you're with a narcissist, they most often require your attention in excess. Any attention you give yourself or others is met with disdain and often accusations that you are selfish. Because you don't wish to be seen as selfish, you give more and deny yourself more at the same time. When the relationship is over, you're still conditioned to give all of your energy to the narcissist. This is the way you've been programmed. It doesn't just automatically go away. You have to learn how to recondition yourself to give your energy and attention back to yourself. Often by this time, you're so energetically depleted that your lack of self-worth and self-love is at an all-time low. Believe it or not, when you are energetically depleted, tired, hungry, or depressed, not only is your vibration lower, but your feelings of self-loathing are much stronger. So we don't always hold at the same feeling of self-loathing. Sometimes we feel much better about ourselves, and sometimes we feel much worse. When your feelings of self-loathing are stronger, it's easy to fall into the trap that the narcissist doesn't love you because you are bad, ugly, unlovable, or unworthy. The trap is the belief that you are not good enough for the narcissist. And this is what you have to turn around. Remember how I said that self-awareness will raise your vibration? You need to become aware of what you are doing on an unconscious level so that you can bring what has been operating in the darkness to light. That is what my work helps you to do. I have tons of podcasts and videos that help you to become more conscious and aware of what's happening underneath the surface. The more conscious and aware you become, the more you can make healthy choices for yourself. Sometimes making these different choices are like breaking an addiction. It isn't easy. When an alcoholic stops drinking, he craves the drink. Those first several months are the hardest, and he's more prone to relapse in the first year or two of sobriety. The alcoholic needs the support and needs to participate in a 12-step program or something similar so he can become aware of his or her own toxic behavior patterns and change them. Many people that I work with make great progress when they begin to develop true self-awareness. Still, others don't want to take responsibility for themselves, and they get caught up in a pattern of trying to avoid pain by feeding their addiction. These people can stay trapped in a cycle of abuse with the narcissist for many years, even forever. This keeps the individual trapped in a depleted lower vibration. And so the low self-worth and self-loathing is much stronger. Remember, the lower your vibration, the stronger that self-loathing is. The higher our energetic vibration, the happier we are, the more fulfilled we are, the more we feel good about ourselves. So the reward for raising your vibration is greater happiness, greater self-love, and greater connection with like-minded others. Self-love is the most important key to raising your vibration, because the more tuned in you are to your own self-awareness, the more you can trust yourself and make choices that are in your own best interest. Now, just to be clear, making choices in your own best interest is not narcissistic. There is a karmic law that basically says, when I choose what is in my own highest good, I choose what is in the highest good of all. Yes, this is true. Now, when I talk about making choices based on what is for your highest good, I don't mean that you're making choices from self-indulgence or greed-based selfishness. It is in your highest good to leave an abusive relationship, but probably not in your highest good to steal money from your partner. Leaving an abusive relationship is self-loving. Stealing is self-depreciating, because it's not on a high vibration. It's not high vibrational energy. One may steal because they selfishly want more money or possessions or whatever it is that they take. But that action does not consider the effect their actions will have on others. Now, when one leaves an abusive relationship, it will have an effect. It will have an impact on the others involved, but that effect is in the highest good of all concerned. Now, the abuser may not believe it's in their highest good because they want what they want at the time. But it is in their highest good because they're being held accountable for their actions. And when one is held accountable for his or her actions, there is a growth opportunity there. Now, that person may not choose to see that growth opportunity or take advantage of it. And this is their own choice. A choice in the direction of growth is a choice that will raise one's energetic vibration. But some people will forever keep their vibration low because they are unwilling or unable to break toxic and dysfunctional patterns. When looking at your life from a energetic perspective, it's best that you don't use the terms good or bad, right or wrong, because with a narcissist, we often get into a battle of wills regarding who is good, who's bad, who's the right one, and who's the wrong one. Engaging in such a battle keeps you stuck in trying to prove your worth and value and your goodness to the narcissist and to those that are in the orbit of the narcissist. And this can be a losing battle. Don't even go there. In the world of energy, there's no good, bad, right, or wrong. There is just energy vibrating at different levels. The faster an energy vibrates, the higher it goes. If our energy is vibrating much higher than most of the people around us, we're not better than them. We're not superior to them. We're simply at a different level. And the higher level we are, the more we realize this. We're simply at this level that the result is we're more free and happy and fulfilled in our lives, because we're tuned into our mission and our purpose for being here, and we are coming from love. True love lifts us up. It doesn't tear us down. It can be purposeful that we learn how to overcome abuse, to love ourselves on greater levels, and learn how to treat ourselves with love and respect. However, it's never purposeful to stay in an abusive situation, because it's not self-loving to subject ourselves to abuse. So don't ever fool yourself into believing that you are somehow destined to be with someone who treats you badly. The only purpose of such a relationship is to help you grow by choosing self-love, learning how to set boundaries, and say no to abuse. Abuse is never okay. In some cases, when you do draw boundaries and say no to abuse, the other may change their behavior. This is not likely with a narcissist, but it's important to understand that narcissism is on a spectrum, and not all narcissists have a personality disorder. Some may be wounded souls who want to grow and change, but they don't know how. By your making the choice to treat yourself with love and respect and refuse to allow others to treat you badly, you are laying the ground rules in your relationship. And if that person doesn't respect your ground rules, you will need to leave. Otherwise, you're telling that person that he or she doesn't have to respect your ground rules. They learn that they can get away with treating you badly, and you're not going to do anything about it. You're not going to hold them accountable. If you do hold them accountable and they choose to respect your ground rules, knowing you won't stay otherwise, you may see a shift in the relationship. It just really depends on where that person is energetically. Unfortunately, in most narcissistic relationships, the narcissist isn't going to respect your boundaries or your ground rules. At this point, your only self-loving choice is to leave the relationship. That's a choice to take care of yourself. In my first narcissistic relationship, I came up against my boundaries and ground rules being discarded, and so I did leave. This was before I understood narcissism or even knew what I was dealing with. So I had a belief that if I left, maybe he'd realize that I wasn't going to tolerate his poor treatment of me, and he would want to change in order to get the relationship back. Instead, he immediately moved on to another woman, which devastated me. I went on to focus on my own healing, and within 3 months, he tried to get me back. But I was no longer interested. I could see that the reason he wanted me back was that things didn't work out with the woman he tried to replace me with. There hadn't been any growth or new awareness on his part. He was just trying to fill a void in his life with someone that was already groomed to work with him. But I had raised my energy level up to a point where I was much more attractive to him at that time. Since this time, my own vibration has catapulted upwards. Although some narcissistic people still come into my orbit from time to time, there can be no relationship between us, at least no kind of lasting relationship or true relationship, because when we raise our vibration to a place where we are no longer a vibrational match to the narcissist, we won't be a magnet any longer. We won't attract them, nor will we be attracted to them in the way that we once were. Narcissists can't be with people who are truly self-loving. Remember that. Because self-loving people don't sacrifice themselves for the narcissist. They stand up for themselves. They speak out against hurtful and destructive behavior. This usually causes the narcissist to run for the hills. And that's exactly what you see happen all the time. The one thing I would like to leave you with is that when you are no longer a vibrational match for a narcissist, or if a narcissistic person in your life goes running for the hills, let them go. Let them run. Celebrate. This is a success. Sure, your old abandonment and rejection wounds may be triggered, but recognize them for what they are, old wounds, and set about healing them in yourself, which will bring your vibration up even further. This is the path that will truly set you free. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about me and my services, my books, my audios, my counseling, please visit me at narcissismfree.com. Have a good day.